Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, where we talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and nostalgic as hell. And today, we're throwing it all the way back to the 90s, which is the golden age of animation. If you grew up in the 90s, you already know how different cartoons were back then. The colors were bolder, the jokes were wilder, and somehow kids' shows just weren't afraid to get a little weird. And to help me break it all down, I had to bring in an artist who truly understands the magic of 90s animation. Shout out to Marco of Mastermind Connect.
What's up?
I don't have no soundboard. I'm the soundboard. Yeah, there we go. We are our own soundboard. We make the magic. So Marco specializes in bringing nostalgic. I don't even know how to word it. How would you word it? It's like you because it's not sexual. But it is
no,
for me.
You just reimagining the stories of your childhood.
Ooh, love that, because that was better than what I was going to say. He makes a lot of cartoons sexy, and I very much enjoy it. Very much, they are very sexy. But before we get into that and my perversion, what is like the first 90s cartoon movie? So it could be movie or TV show that you remember that you were like, I'm obsessed with this. Like, I love this.
Funny enough, the first animated movie I saw in theaters was a Goofy movie in like 1995. Oh, wow. I was 4 years old. That's the first movie I've seen in theaters. And the movie that made me like feel like, okay, I want to do this, was Lion King, which came out the same year, but just later on. But I didn't see that in theaters. I saw it on VHS. So that's when I was like, yeah, it's time.
Hey, you was locked in.
Yeah, I locked in. But it was funny because drawing, I used it as a way to not be bullied. So it was like, I didn't get bullied, but like I would do like preventative, like, yo.
Oh, you took me.
Let me draw this for you. Just leave me alone.
Like, hey, I got you. You leave me alone, you'll have all the cartoons that you want. I mean, that's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
I want a more violent way to not be bullied.
I used to kick as well, but I stopped.
It's like I can draw. Yeah, I was hitting people with trash cans, but that was way later.
Trash cans.
Amen. You gotta use your surroundings. Yeah. When I was in not to go off on a tangent, but yeah, when I was in second grade, I remember this girl was like bullying me, and my mom had told me, like, if somebody's bullying you, like, you know, pick up whatever is by you. And I remember her distinctly saying, like, a brick. Like, if somebody's bullying you, pick up a brick. And so what I did have was like one of the metal lunch boxes. And the girl like used to hit me with one of them ones. And she used to hit me with a notebook. Like, I don't know why she would just hit me in the back of the head with a notebook. And so then I took that 10 lunchbox and I like cocked all the way down and bow across her face. And yeah, she left me alone after that. And for everybody, I was like, let this be a lesson to all of you. But I feel like drawing is a way more creative outlet. I mean, look where you at now. So maybe I should have been doing comedy back then. I would have had 20 plus years experience. That's pretty fire.
You were a class clown?
No, I was quiet. Okay. Some of y'all can't see his face. He cocked his head. If you're listening to this, the head was cocked. Yeah, I was quiet up until like high school, I was quiet most of high school. It wasn't really until I graduated. I was loud with my friends, and like I was in theater, but I was more like crew. I was more like behind the scenes.
Okay.
I didn't really start turning up, I don't think, till I got in college, and I was just like, oh, like,
yeah,
people, you know. I always had friends, but I just used to chill, be in the back of the class, quiet. That's crazy.
That makes me think about all the other, like, quiet people. Do they secretly have, like, a crazy personality outside of what everyone else sees? That's crazy.
Most of them do. Like, because I was cool with them. The quiet people be, like, the funniest, craziest people, but it's just like I can't have an outlet for this necessarily. So I mean, I think it is cool just being adults now. It's like I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. So
that's literally dope. Whatever we want.
And that's what we're doing. You're over there drawing sexy Disney characters, and I'm over here looking at them. I will say my first Lion King is super important to me too, and that was. This is all going to sound perverse. This is not what I brought you on here for, but this is what we're at right now. The one that, because I had seen your work before when you it was the Mufasa and the Simba. And a lot of y'all that are listening to this audio only, please look up Mastermind Connect so you can see what I'm talking about, because you have seen it. Like that went viral. Like, that was everywhere. People were using it in videos. People were still using it in videos.
Yeah, that was a very strange time. It still is a very strange time.
Is that when people started being more sexual with your stuff after the Mufasa stuff?
Actually, yeah. it was Mufasa. When they saw Mufasa and Scar together, I think I want to blame Lizzo.
Oh, what? That's just a crazy sentence.
Because I didn't know this, but she posted both of them, and then she put a caption like, "Which one you choosing?" And then there was a whole like discourse, and I think that's what I don't know if that's like particularly what spreaded it, but that definitely helped.
Yeah, she does have a huge audience, so it started. I don't know where I saw it. I think I might have saw in a group. Did somebody share it? I know we were on that podcast together, but I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
but I think I had seen it before.
No, it was before.
Was it after
the podcast? I was already following you. It was 2020 in August, because I remember the podcast was on my birthday, and I put it out in March of 2020.
Oh, yeah, I had already seen it. I think I seen it in a group. I definitely shared it. It was my phone screensaver for a little while. So, yeah,
definitely. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
I done sent a lot of people to your page, too. I'll be like, hey, y'all.
No, I see pervert. That. It's like... It came to a point where people would tag you before you saw stuff.
Which is crazy, because why is that my brand?
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't be my brand, where they're like, hey, I know your freaky ass like this. And do. And did. So, yeah, that's kind of great promotion for both of us, I should say. But yeah, that's hilarious. So once again, y'all, if y'all have not already checked out his work, it's dope work. It's just me being a pervert, but the art is actually dope. Like, you're very talented. I do like just your ability to create what you create. I don't know how to vocalize it. The shit is dope. I'm not gonna get all artsy farts about it. The shit's dope. I'll fuck with it. So now we're gonna just go into an animation showdown of the 90s. I feel like the 90s in particular, it felt like it was like Disney and then like everybody else. Like Disney was definitely dominating the animation scene so bad to where like there's movies that people think are Disney that's not Disney, like Anastasia.
Yeah.
Like, that was not
and a it's Disney crazy because it's now. Because all those animators, they work for Disney, then they bounce and work for other companies. So it's you're like, when people say like this is a Disney movie, it's like, you know, you're kind of right.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And now Disney owns it.
Yeah.
They own, which is crazy. Like, oh, you which Disney now.
I was talking all that before.
Now what's up? So would you say, what are your off top, don't think about it, rapid fire top three favorite 90 Disney movies?
Disney movies? Lion King, Goofy Movie, Hercules, Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast.
That was quick. Tarzan was what? Tarzan was 2000.
Oh, 99.
It was 99?
98 or 99.
Tarzan was 98? You're right. Wait, what was 2000? Now I'm Googling.
Emperor's New Groove.
It was another one.
Atlantis was like 01, I believe.
Tarzan was 99. Emperor's New Groove was in 2000. It was something they dropped in 2000. Was it Emperor's New Groove?
Treasure Planet?
Yo, Treasure Planet is so fucking slept on.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure Planet, you know, it was Emperor's New Groove. It was Emperor's New Groove.
I feel like I know why.
Crazy, because that's when... I think my thing is lagging. Say it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can hear you now.
Is it cutting out?
Yeah, no, it works now.
Okay, hold on, let me write this. Okay, so you were saying you think you know why about Treasure Planet?
Yeah, it didn't have a love interest, and it didn't have no songs.
Yo! Valid. Because yeah. Even you're Atlantis did a little bit better.
People weren't ready for it yet. They were trying to do something different, but people weren't really ready for that yet.
They weren't fucking with it. Actually, and they started mixing animation styles.
Yeah, and it's like, it's either that or just people just got tired of all these same Disney movies coming out over and over and over. Like, it's like, all right, show us something different. That's why Shrek did so well, because that was like,
it's like, oh, we've never seen this before. Yeah. So I'll definitely say my list is kind of yours. I'll definitely say Lion King. I'll go Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, but yeah,
Hercules,
Aladdin.
Definitely top five.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one you said? Tarzan's probably my top 10.
I like Beauty and the Beast.
It's so beautiful. Like, I was just rewatching it. Like, it was really, it was something about that 90s animation and style and, like, just how intricate the scenes were and, like, how I was looking at Hunchback of Notre Dame and, like, how the fucking backgrounds are crazy. Because I think they painted them?
Yeah, they painted them.
It's
basically, like, people don't understand when you're watching these movies, it's like, it's not only a work of art, it's a moving work of art because, like, you know, like all them old painters like Rembrandt and all that, they took all that time to paint these pieces of art just to put them on the wall. But these people were doing that over and over and over as a background, like for the main event to go on top of it.
Not even going to see some of this shit. Y'all paint cobblestone? For somebody to walk on, like, that is crazy. Even I know we're keeping it 90s, but even going back, like, I was watching how they did Bambi, and I forgot what that thing is called where they stack it up.
Yeah. What is it called?
It's a type of
camera.
I'm going to look that up. Because now we're nerding it up, but... Multiplane camera.
They would drag the background and the move it.
Fucking crazy.
So
for those of y'all who've never heard of this or don't know what we're talking about, please look up a multiplane camera because you need to see the picture. But it's pretty much they have the background painted on these different, like, what the fuck are those even things?
It's called a cell. Like,
yeah, okay, there we go. Cell. They're printed on different cells, and then they're layered on top of each other.
A clear plastic sheet.
Yeah. And then they have the different layers of the background and the foreground, and then they have them moving in, like, opposite directions, so it creates, like, this really dope effect. So they also did it in... They did it in Bambi, and I'm looking at it now. They did it in... Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, where the evil queen drinks the potion. And that's how they got it to look like everything was spinning around her. That shit looks crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, And I know it's time consuming, and I understand why they're not doing that type of animation style anymore. But like, yeah, man, bring that shit back. Like, we want it.
It's,
like,
you know why? I think because the older generation doesn't see animation as that. They just see it as kid stuff. But I think now that we're older, I feel like it would make more money now. Well, okay. So we would appreciate it as like mid-40s, mid-20s, that era, that era. But a lot of the kids don't like 2D animation. I feel like I was talking to like one of my nephews or something. And they were talking about like, yeah, no, I don't like this drawing style. And they just prefer CGI. And also the older generation above us, they're like, This is for children.
I want to watch real people. Yeah, that is true. I will say, wait, how is your nephew? Is he like baby?
Not baby. I feel like it was either my nephew or a friend's kid. I think he was like 7 or 8.
Okay, because I'm noticing here's what's so weird about just like ages, like how so like teenagers are in the nostalgia. Like I feel like that always happens. So they're loving like 2D animation and like old movies and that kind of stuff. But yeah, like younger kids, they're not fucking with it. They're like, I want, especially because that's how all the video games are now. That's how this is. Like it's what they're used to. But that's so crazy because we didn't get a full computer animated movie till Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, that's just so crazy how that works. I'd say bring it back.
What's your favorite non-Disney animated movie?
Oh, that was my next question. I would say I love Don Bluth movies.
Okay.
I love Don Bluth be putting his foot in that shit. I'm actually listening to his autobiography now. But I would say
it's self-titled Don Bluth?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm definitely get that from using the library, by the way?
Huh? Yo, I'm using the Libby app. I love a library. Yo, having fun isn't hard when you got a library card. Sorry, it's not self-titled. I mean, it was self-narrated. So I'm listening to the audiobook. I'm reading the book and listening to the audiobook because he's narrating it.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
Yeah, it's fire. But it's called Somewhere Out There by Don Bluth.
Got it. Borrowed.
And it's on Libby, and he's narrating that one.
Say less.
I love him. Like, he makes some of the best movies. So I might go... Land Before Time is up there for me. It's so sad. It's such a sad movie. But I love his animation style.
Yeah.
So that movie came out like the year I was born. So that's one of the first movies I remember watching, not like as a baby,
but
when I got conscious, like those images are in my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe as a baby, like, I remember watching this movie. I would say that, you remember Troll in Central Park?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite movies. All those movies are sad. I fuck with Rockadoodle. Cats Don't Dance is fire. People be sleep on Cats Don't Dance.
Cats Don't Dance animation is crazy.
It's fucking like it's crazy. It's so good. The voice acting is good. All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is also super sad because you know the girl that voiced the little girl in there got murdered by her father. And she played Ducky in Land Before Time, so
I think that was... Didn't she die, like, right before it released or something?
Yeah, that was, like, her last role.
Sheesh.
That shit is fucking so sad. But Prince of Egypt?
Yeah, that's my top one.
Prince of Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful... That DreamWorks was in their fucking bag. To cuss about Prince of Egypt is crazy, but they were in their bag.
Prince of Egypt, Road to El Dorado. Have you seen Sinbad? The Sinbad movie?
Yes. People don't... I think it did bad, which was crazy. It's a great movie.
It's because of I feel like it's because of the overload. There are so many good 2D animated movies coming out at that time. People just like, and people thought it was something else. Like, there's so many people that even confuse New Groove with The Road to El Dorado. And it's like a lot of back and forth where one company would hear that the other company is making something and they'd make something similar to do it better.
Bug's Life and Ants. And it was a list that I had looked at. It was like Ratatouille and Flushed Away.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? Hold on, I gotta find the list. It's a lot of Googling on this episode, but I like to be accurate. Gotta put your glasses up. Yeah, like, oh. I'm typing so close to the computer too. I'm like, what? Yeah. Fun fact. But yeah, it's like, hold on.
You know, I do that to people in my comments when they like, when they want to like say I did something wrong. I just put the emoji with the glasses and the buck teeth and a finger pointing up. That's all I comment. And I'm just like, nerd.
Actually, this isn't accurate. I hate when people do that on something where it's like, clearly, this was done as a joke and jest.
Yeah, like, relax.
There's nothing to correct.
Yo, you know what they love to do? I wasn't serious. Well, there's a video I posted. It's like Simba and Nala eating dinner at like a restaurant. And then and I don't know who it is. And I feel like it's like Gen Z. I don't want to make this a millennial versus Gen Z war, but I feel like it was a bunch of people.
They be talking crazy.
Well, they were siblings. They're siblings, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yes, we know exactly that lions.
We know. They still had kids, though.
We know. But why are you trying to find the realism in a movie where a lion has a Nazi army of hyenas? Why are you trying to find the realism where a lion and a mandrill are best friends? What part of nature is a bird the sidekick of a lion? Like, why are you trying to? It's like, oh, now we draw the line when it comes to like incest in the lion.
Now you want to be realistic.
It's now you want to be realistic.
It's like, so what?
Yeah,
it's like, okay, all right.
And I feel like they do that to be so like, gotcha, we're ruining your childhood kind of thing.
It's like, which is so funny too, because like our childhood's been ruined. We don't care. Like, I think we're like the, not the saddest generation, but yeah, we've been through so much shit. We're like, we don't care. We don't care. We've had enough.
Yeah. 9/11 opened a portal. It opened a portal of misery.
Yo, we have the darkest humor. We disassociate so quick. Like, we're like, don't care. Literally don't care.
And social media, you scroll up, like you see bad news, then you scroll up.
Yeah.
Like literally 3 seconds later.
And it's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, that's sad. So yeah, what we eating? So I found several things, but not the exact thing I was looking for, which is upsetting. So yeah, it was Bug's Life and Ants, and then it was Madagascar in the Wild.
Yep.
What the fuck was the Wild? Oh, Disney's The Wild. This is ugly. Madagascar shit on the Wild.
I only watched The Wild a lot because I had it on DVD. It was not a fantastic film.
It wasn't hidden like that.
It wasn't it.
Then I found the most popular Disney movies by state based on Google Trends. Okay. Toy Story is Texas, which, yeah, valid cowboy. But it's also California. That's the most popular movie in California. Where are you from?
I grew up in New York, moved to Florida when I was 13, moved to L.A., about 10 years ago. So it's
New York is the Wild. New York is the Wild. There's what? No fucking way. There's no, that's way. That's what it said. Because swear it's in the wild.
I didn't take that survey.
I'm like,
and I don't know any of my friends have taken that survey. There's no way.
And then Florida, you said Florida, it's Tron.
Okay.
Who's making this? And where was the other state you said? It was, and then here is Toy Story.
Yeah.
I don't. Tron. And Tron 82. That's not true.
Yeah, there's I don't believe that.
I'm going to click off of that because now you're just lying. Don't spread this. Nobody was clamoring for the wild.
No.
Ever.
I've never heard not one clamor for the wild in my entire life.
This is the first time I've ever talked about it with somebody. Nobody likes that movie.
No, it's not. It's not.
Boo boo. So
you can't you can't even tell me the name of the main character.
No, I was going to say Alex. That is Madagascar.
I've seen it. I've seen it about 10 times, and I still can't tell you the name of the main character.
Yeah, that shit is ass. Mm-mm. That shit's ass. So why do you feel like this era animation just hit different? I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit already, just like the animation style, the love that the animators put in there. What do you think?
It's like, one, we didn't have nothing else to do.
Valid.
They actually put like real care, and they didn't mm-hmm. want to take shortcuts. Because now it's like CG. Well, CG is like you create the designs and then you model the designs and you could make a move however you want. And then you just edit from there. But with hand-drawn, it's like you're not taking any shortcuts at all. Mm-hmm. That's why if you notice in like TV shows, mm-hmm. the animation barely has shadows. Because they didn't have the budget. They didn't have the animated movies, the feature animated movies had shadows and stuff. Because they had a bigger budget. But in mm-hmm. TV shows, they didn't have any shadows. It's just more flat because it's like it takes more time to do the shadows. So,
yeah, that's how they said, you know, like the Bob's Burgers movie budget was big because they had shadows.
Yeah. And Simpsons look exactly the same. It's just that slight shadow. It's like,
they put some money into this. But yeah, that makes sense too. Why we didn't have shit to do. We were just watching TV or playing outside. There mm-hmm. wasn't a social media. I mean, even video games weren't coming out as frequently or as consistently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were watching TV. And bro, the shit was good.
If you want a game, you could buy a game right now while sitting down.
That's crazy. I what, and it's just on my stuff.
I used to remember studying for a test so I can get good grades, so I can work up the courage to ask my dad if he could take me to the mall on Friday to buy one game for a month, maybe more.
That's how, like, me and my brother's birthday, this always sucked, but my birthday is December 22nd. My brother's birthday is December 17th. And so, I'm like, y'all just love to be fucking in March, huh? Like,
they did that on purpose.
And so we would get, like, one system for whatever for Christmas, and then we would get games to share. Yeah. And that's it for the year. Like, you know, we would rent some. We old as fuck. We rent some from Hollywood Video, Blockbuster, mm-hmm. whatever. But to mm-hmm. own the game, like, this is my game, that's it. And so that is just a crazy concept, even like having a kid now, for her to be like, hey, mommy, this game's coming out. I want to get it. Can I get it right now? And then you can go get it right now. Like, what are you talking about? You don't need to go into GameStop or trade your games in for 50 cents to try to get a new game. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we didn't have as many options. And I feel like what was so dope about just 90s cartoons period versus like older, like I feel like they started making more stuff that kids and their parents could watch.
Yeah. You're right.
It was so definitely like family stuff.
They catered to both. That's why all the animated movies had like adult humor in it that kids wouldn't understand because they knew who was in the crowd.
Yeah, they knew who paid. So yeah, like watching some of the stuff now, I'm like, oh, like, and I was over there cracking up because I don't really know what it is, but I just know that it's funny. Or I'm thinking it's like, oh, they're talking about fart or poo poo. It's like, oh, y'all was talking about fucking.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like the adult humor and stuff too, but also like a lot of the storylines just from, you know, I know we're talking about Disney, but we can, you know, branch it out to more. Even like I was rewatching like Rugrats. And I was watching that episode where Chucky, his mom, where he went and got that picture of his mom, and the whole episode was just about like how his mom died and how the dad was having to cope with her death. And I was like, this is a show about babies.
Yeah.
This show is about babies. And I was watching that's told by Ginger because I've done some videos on it. And it was an episode where, you know, the dude that she had been... Did you used to watch S.O. by Ginger?
How does that hold up now?
Yo. It better. Up? Yo, okay. Marco. Okay. When I tell you I'm going back and watching it and like... Because she was going through some real shit. Like, it was a lot going on. Like, you know, her dad abandoning her and even like the mom getting into like dating and just being a single mom and having to deal with all this stuff and just like even the friendship dynamics. And then that last season, they're in high school. So it's just like how those friendships changes and how people act. But like her, you know, Darren and her have been friends forever since they were born. And for him to like cheat on her and start a whole nother relationship with a girl. And then Ginger goes to the hospital for appendicitis and like just all of this shit going on in these shows that we were just watching eating Dunkaroos.
This
is heart-wrenching. So I think the stories were really good, and I am happy with, I feel like they're trying to bring it back around with a lot of stuff. I mean, we had Adventure Time and stuff coming out there where they're trying to go into deeper things, even like a Steven Universe, but I don't know, the 90s just hit.
I do really like the adult animation that's coming out now. You know what? I think that they're putting time and care into shows as opposed to putting it into movies.
Yeah.
I do think it's worth it to put into, because then you can expand more. A movie, you only have 1 hour to 2 hours to like go. That's why Spider-Verse is like taking so long, because how are they going to fit all that information?
That's so much.
So it's like the shows, you could really flesh out characters and expand and like go
show
up.
Show backstory.
They're hitting like Arcane.
Oh my God, Invincible. It was so good. They did rush that ending, but it was still good.
Yeah.
It was very rushed, but I
feel like someone told them, hey, this is getting too expensive. Cut it off. Shut it down.
Because they were down. Like, last season. This is the last season. What do you mean this is the last
shut
season?
It down. You have 6 episodes.
That shit was crazy. How, like, hey, kudos to them for even being able to fit all of that in there. Because I was like, how are they going to wrap this up?
Yeah.
And I mean, they did it. Like,
they wrapped it up, but I could still see the package. I could still see what's underneath the wrapping paper. So they didn't wrap it up well enough.
It was so much. Like the mama was the girl magic. And then, I was like, it was, and then when that little girl. Oh, I forgot at the beginning. There's going to be spoilers. I hate that I have to say that because it's like we're talking about stuff that came out 30 years ago, like Arcane, last year. Like, don't listen. I mean, we're not talking about Sinners or something that just dropped. Like, we're talking about old shit. People are like, well, I didn't know that's how it ended. You didn't know that's how a Goofy movie ended? Because they went to the Powerline concert? Like, you didn't want to watch it.
If you didn't know that then, you don't need to know it now.
You don't need to know it now. You are never going to watch it. You are never going to watch this.
Yeah.
I forgot we saw Arcane. But yeah, I definitely agree. I think that shit got expensive. And yeah, but it looks so great.
It looked perfect.
Oh my goodness, it looks great. My only gripe, I will say, with adult animation, other than like an Arcane, is they do be making it ugly. Like, I loved BoJack Horseman. It was good, yeah, but it was so ugly. We want cute shit. We want pretty stuff. Like, we
adult
want...
comedy, does have a tend to be real. Yeah, have you seen Common Side Effects?
I keep seeing it on whatever it's on, because I keep flipping by it. They're like holding something, and I added it to my list.
It's on Max. It's ugly.
It's ugly as hell. It looks ugly.
It's ugly, but it's really, really good. But like, coming from an artist standpoint, it looks ugly, but they did it on purpose. So I was like, oh yeah, this is actually done really well, but it looks ugly.
I'm like, but it's good.
I think they feel, well, we have some ugly ass cartoons too, though.
Rocko's Modern Life, and it's so many people. I'll talk about the Wild Thornberries, and they're like, I couldn't watch it because it was so fucking. I don't know why. Because because it was Wild Thornberries. It was who else did they do? Because they always had the mouth at the bottom. Because they did As Told by Ginger. And it was people that was like, I didn't like As Told by Ginger because why was her mouth down there?
Yeah, ain't no.
Why was her mouth down?
Yeah,
no chin. That's it. Was Kaleski?
Klasky. Chupo.
Because they did Rugrats.
Supo or Chupo or something like that.
Chisupo. I'm trying to say it properly.
They did Rugrats. They did.
Our monsters. Power. So they either looked like how Rugrats looked, or they because that's how Rock Power, they have a similar style, or they look like, hey, our mouth is at the bottom of our face. Because our real monsters, Sold by Ginger, Wild Thornberries. It was another one. Oh, I didn't know this. They animated the first three seasons of The Simpsons.
Oh, yes. I feel like I saw that in a documentary or something.
Oh, they got a documentary? Yeah. I will check that out. Or is it Simpsons documentary?
I think it's a Nickelodeon documentary.
Not that other one. Okay. Add that to my list. Duckman. I used to fuck with Duckman. I'm trying to see what else they did. They did The Simpsons, Rugrats, Duckman, Rocket Power, Poppycat. I haven't heard. Have you heard of Poppycat?
Poppycat? Nah.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that either. The Carmichaels. I heard about this. Okay, it was a planned spinoff that was supposed to be about Susie's family, and then it ended up just being the Kwanzaa special. I would have watched that.
I would have watched it too.
I would have watched that.
That would have. I did a drawing of that, like maybe a couple years ago. Oh, did you?
And it's dope. What they did?
What Susie's family would look like. Because I think there was an artist that drew a picture of the Rugrats growing up, and they drew
Susie that
as like a single mother.
Yes. And everybody's like, what? Like, come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Why? And I'm a single mother. And I'm like, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But what about the trajectory of Susie's life? Like she would be, I wouldn't even think that Susie had kids. Susie seemed like she would be like that rich auntie.
Yeah.
That would just like travel and sing. She would be like a Tracy Ellis Ross. Like just, I'm rich, I'm vibing.
Actually, you know? Rich aunt.
Rich, yeah, but it's like why? I think it especially hits hard because we don't have a lot of, especially back then, characters that are us. So to be like, oh, that's all you get.
Yeah, that's all
you get. Exactly. She got kids by herself.
Always a side character.
Yeah, come on, man. Stop fucking playing with Susie.
And then with the Cleveland show, that was a spinoff. But he was just the laughing stock.
They made him so stupid. then yeah, he was voiced by a white man. And then mm-hmm. I watched the show, and it was like, when was Cleveland ever this dumb? Cleveland actually was probably one of the smartest people out the group.
Yeah.
And so to just make him, like you say, he's the laughingstock, he's a joke. He like gets berated by his wife all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why?
You know who his wife is?
Who?
Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, yeah. And then the daughter's, what's her, Gomez.
Yeah.
I didn't know Sanaa Lathan. That is Sanaa Lathan. I can hear it now. They are disrespecting you, Glenn. And even like the neck rolls and all. I'm like, do y'all have any mm-hmm. black people working on this?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Because like, that's not, come on. Like,
excuse me, Miss Sanaa, can you do your little,
can you do a neck roll voice?
Black it up a little bit, you know?
Can you black it up a little bit? I would like that. Make it a little bit more black. So, yeah. Oh, damn, we had 40 minutes. We've been yapping. First of all, I'm very much enjoying this conversation. I like to have these conversations with people that love the shit, too. Yeah. I like having a little nerd off. You can
be nerd sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? With somebody that also likes the shit. It's always a different conversation. But before we wrap up shortly, what do you feel like are some 90s animated shows or even movies that you feel like that needs to be talked about more? Not The Wild, but just like they don't come up in the conversations.
Gargoyles.
Oh my God. Gargoyles. Have you rewatched it like recently?
I did.
It's still so
very, very advanced.
It's
very advanced.
Much we were missing is true. Like racism.
it needs the Castlevania treatment. There's a show on Amazon about like it's like a team of medieval, it's like a ragtag group of monster fighters.
I love a ragtag. I'll have to
find the name of it, but yes, it's like,
send me that. It sounds fire.
I feel like it needs that kind of. I feel like it is due for a reboot because as kids we weren't grasping those things at all.
It was a lot.
The Illuminati, like gun violence.
The gun violence episode was crazy. I think crazy. Even just like representation on there was crazy. Like I never, and even to this day, I've never, we already didn't have like, you know, a lot of black characters, but to have a black and indigenous main character, I was like, what is, even as a child, I'm like, ooh, this is different. Like, what is this? So, and for her not to be like, she wasn't a stereotype. She wasn't just there. She wasn't just like a love interest. Like, she played a vital role and she was like a strong character, but it wasn't. Yeah. I like when they do women like this is a strong woman, but she's still feminine.
Exactly.
Like she wasn't like a brute, but she still exuded power. I love those characters because it just shows like femininity isn't one thing.
Yeah.
It can have all of these things. I hate when they always play like, oh, it's a big giant woman and she's the, you know, she's the person. Like, okay, we get it. That's real on the nose, but to have this smaller woman who's a woman of color who is in a position of power but who uses her power to help people, I think that's super super deep. And Goliath was fine. Throw Keith that out David. There. Oh my God, the voice,
black lead, yep.
That's like and I hate it. I will say, and I don't give a fuck who get mad when they showed him as a human and he was white. Trash. I was like, come on, stop playing with me.
Super duper trash.
Stop playing. That was never a white man, and we knew it. And y'all,
I wonder who was in the room when they were like, "Oh man, what is he gonna look like?" I wonder if a black sketch was that even
did y'all even a draw part that? Of
the creation process? Did you consider it? Like, what did it look like?
He had a high top fade. I'm like, why did y'all? Why was he Caucasian?
Yeah, so it didn't make any sense.
I definitely think Gargoyles. You know, I was getting mad about reboots, but I'm starting to come around. It's like if you do it well, if it's well written and there's like love in it, I think I wouldn't be opposed to it. I still haven't seen the. Oh, go ahead.
Here's my take on reboots. I think that we live in a polarizing time. Like, mm-hmm. you either want it to be done exactly the same as it was before, or you want it to be different. And I feel like it's very tough to have like a middle ground where I want the same elements and I want a different storyline so it's not as predictable. Yeah. And that's like, that goes into like the Disney remakes and stuff. So I, mm-hmm. oh, DuckTales. DuckTales was a really good remake.
I didn't watch it for a while because I was hating, and then I started watching. Yeah. I was like, I'm glad I watched this. Like,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty solid. Good. Surprise! I was mad. Like, I was like, I don't want this, but I was like, no. If this is how y'all are gonna do them, do it, because it's what you said. It's like it's new stories, but it still feels like they're being respectful to the original.
Exactly.
Respectful to the characters. And I think that may be, I hate when they do, like, Velma's a perfect example. Velma was shitting on Scooby-Doo. It was shitting on the show. It was shitting on the audience. Like, there was a line, because I hate watched it for sure. There was a line where it's like,
episode. You can't hate watch two season. I mean, the first season. You can't hate watch two seasons because that means you like it.
I did. Well, I do commentary too, so I'll hate watch like it.
Okay, that's different. Yeah, that's different.
I feel like I can't properly talk shit if I don't watch it.
You're right. But sometimes, that's true.
But also, to be fair and be honest, sometimes I'll just watch a whole thing, not talk about it, just because. Sometimes I do commentary, but sometimes I just talk shit. But there was a line where she was like making fun of adults watching cartoons. And it's like, bitch, that's us.
Who do you think
children are watching this? Like, there's sex in here. This is not for children. This is, so you made a show for us. You made a show for adults that like Scooby-Doo, but then you're shitting on the franchise. You're shitting on the characters. You're shitting on us. Who was this for?
Yeah.
Who was the audience? People that hate Scooby-Doo and hate cartoons, but I'm gonna watch it. Like, I don't get it. And Scooby-Doo is such a, it's been redone so many times that you could have redid it again in a better way, and we wouldn't care.
Like that movie, like the live action, the first one.
Oh my god, it's so good. I just rewatched it like a couple weeks ago.
Fantastic.
I'm like, this is still funny. This still holds up. The acting is good, and they were still poking fun at it. Like, you know, it's over. Yeah. It still was over the top, but it's like, this was still funny. It still felt like Scooby-Doo. I was watching, what was the one, the iteration where Velma and Shaggy were dating? I think it was Mystery. You see, they filmed it's like Mystery Inc., Mystery Incorporated. Mm-hmm. That one's on Netflix or Hulu. I don't know. But it has like the sharper, where they look sharper and more angled.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
I need to check that out. Like,
please check it out. It's so funny.
I wasn't the biggest, like I watched Scooby-Doo like in passing, kind of like how you watch like Bugs Bunny. Like, it's on. Watch it. Yeah, but I can't retain any of the storylines. I know what the beats are going to be. They take off the mask and it's a white guy.
It's a comfort show. It's on. I'll watch it. You said you don't need to really retain any information, but this one has like an arc. It's like a larger mystery that they're solving.
Yeah.
But then they're going deeper into like more. It's more character development. The stories. It's just good and it's really funny. So
do you think reboots should? Do you think things in general should pinpoint a specific audience or try to be general?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I feel like you got to pick one. You know what I mean? I think sometimes they'll try to do both and you can't.
Yeah.
So like for example, like this Scooby-Doo, it feels like it's for an older audience. but they'll try to be like, okay, this is for an older audience, but it's also for kids.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, if you're going to make it for kids, make it for kids. So because they had that other Scooby-Doo movie. What was it? Scoob?
Yeah. Scoob. Yeah.
And it's like, that one clearly is for a younger generation who's not as familiar with Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, but don't, what was the one we were just talking about? Velma. It's like,
yeah,
they were trying to do it, but this, but it's for, oh, like, who is, yeah, who is this for? I feel like whoever you're going to make it for them, and then let the other people find out. Well, maybe so it's the other, yes, one. Make it for, so like, whatever audience, and then let other people enjoy it.
For example, like, let's say, what's a really, really specific show?
Steven Universe. I don't know why that's the...
Okay. Steven Universe. They made that for a specific, mm-hmm, one person. So it's, yeah, like, let's make that for this person, and mm-hmm, then whoever finds themselves gravitated towards it, they could come.
Yeah.
But it's not for you. If you don't like it, mm-hmm, don't watch. But if you do, come on in. But it's like, no, this is the specific person,
yeah,
that this is made for.
And you can tell when you're watching it, it's like, it's very, you know, LGBTQ plus friendly, but, yeah, it's like, it's wedged in there. So if you don't, you know, and it's this, yeah, but it's also, it's like, I feel like it's for people that are figuring out who they are, whoever you are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's clearly, it's like skewed for a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So like teens, it feels like it's for teens.
Yeah,
like for, you said, like
12, 13, 14.
Yeah. But I watched it in my 20s, 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this is fucking fire. But like you said, this, yeah, was not for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a straight cis woman. In her 30s. This was not, yeah, created for me, but it was so good that I found myself. So I do think what you're saying is right. When you try to make it for, there's no way to make it for everybody.
Yeah.
Because now you're just doing that fan service bullshit. Now you're not making a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like any type of whatever you're creating, it, you have to have a point. There needs to be a message. There needs to be something that you're saying, but there's no way to appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Who, like you said, who is this for? Who is the audience? Who are you trying to talk to? And then let it grow from there. The Boondocks. I don't want to know why the Boondocks comes to mind. But yeah, like,
yeah,
the Boondocks is for a specific audience.
Specific audience.
But that, but shit went crazy.
You could be a white girl who's drawn to, yep, the Boondocks, even though it's not for you. You can go and enjoy it. And it's like, anyone can enjoy it if you find something that you like, but it's not for you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't made for you.
It was not made for you. So yeah, that is an issue. And that's not really, mm-hmm, something that I think I've thought about, which I appreciate that perspective too. Cause you know, I'm working in animation. I like write stories and stuff like that. And I don't necessarily think about that, but that is, mm-hmm, something I should be thinking about. Like, who is this for?
Yeah.
Like, and what am I trying to say in this thing that I'm making? So yeah, I appreciate the perspective.
Cause I watch a lot of like there's a show called Raimi. Have you heard of that show?
I don't think so. Wait, spell it.
R-A-M-Y.
R-A-M-Y.
It's not animated, Raimi. But it's a show about a guy in his life, and he's like, he's Egyptian, and it's all about like his culture and his religion and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not part of that culture. I'm not part of the religion, but like it got me so interested in like, oh man, mm-hmm, I want to try the food that he's eating. Oh, maybe I want to visit that place. Oh, wow. I love how they like worship. It seems so, mm-hmm, intimate and like structured and all that stuff. So it's like, he made it for himself, like specifically. Yeah.
This is himself. So I'm reading it now in Egyptian American.
Wants to join in, come on in and come experience join. What I experience. Yeah.
So an Egyptian American being Muslim in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
very specific, but like
that is the super specific.
That sounds, now let me go add this to my list. I've added so much stuff, yeah, to my list in this, yeah, conversation. But I think that is the testament of like just good writing. Like, mm-hmm, you said, that has, you're not part of any of those communities.
Yeah.
But to be able to sit and watch and enjoy it and want to be involved in that,
mm-hmm,
that's dope. That kind of makes me think about how people were getting so mad about Turning Red. the one, the Disney movie. Yo, people were getting mad because they were talking about periods and they were talking about, and it's like, but this was for little girls. Like, this was not, this was not,
it's not for you.
This was a movie about a little girl going, that's like becoming audience. She was going through a transformation outside, but also inside. She's going, it's about puberty. Mm-hmm. And you're 40, 50. Like, I don't think they should talk about, little girls don't need to know about periods. This was made for children.
Then where is, then why do we have sex education? Like in schools, it's literally taught in schools. So like, why not be a big production budget movie to teach people about that in an entertaining, fun, not embarrassing way, where you have to sit next to your classmates and talk about this?
When I can watch this in the comfort of my home, and it's a good movie. Also, I did not know Zeno was in this. His face just popped. I'm like, Zeno was in Turning Red. Yo, Zeno be in everything. Oh, that, Shout out.
He's turning. Zeno. He's turning. His horns are growing. He's turning into a goat.
I will be stealing that. That's good. That's pretty fucking good. I was gonna say, yeah, he's like becoming like Phil Lamar. Like he's in facts. So much shit. I gotta see him play because I love Turning Red. Yeah, I'm just now I'm looking at his Wikipedia. He'd been in a lot of shit. He's great.
That's crazy.
I love Agresco. Hey, shout out, get your money, young black man. I love it. Yu Yu Hakusho. Let me get off his IMDb. Yo, look at his IMDb when you get a chance. He's been in
right now.
He was in Ladybug. And, no, let me get out of here. Black Clover. Hey, this man, he's the GOAT. So yeah, I got one more question before we, well, not a question, series of questions. So this is going to be the ultimate 90s cartoon face-off.
Okay.
Okay, you got to pick one. Whichever one you pick, the other one is gone from existence. And I always have the moral quandary of, if it's gone, everything associated with it is gone.
Yikes.
So like the spinoffs, if there's video games, those are gone. If it's in a video game, then it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's, you know, I'm not going to remove it if it's featured in a game. So like Kingdom Hearts, there's so many, everything's in Kingdom Hearts. So then it would just go away. But like if it's the star of it or it's that, then it has to go. Okay. So you have to pick. You can't pass. He's getting nervous, guys. All right, so it's four rounds. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
DuckTales versus Darkwing Duck. Gone Forever. He's thinking. He's pondering more so.
DuckTales is more iconic than Darkwing Duck.
Ooh.
Nah, DuckTales.
Ooh. Ooh. DuckTales. I don't know. I think I'd keep Darkwing Duck. And I love DuckTales. I just like Darkwing Duck.
I know why. Darkwing Duck is cooler, but if you think about the core of Darkwing Duck, it's Disney's Duck Batman.
Yeah. That's all good. That's why I say it's dope. Like, you gotta keep
it. Yeah.
But DuckTales,
can you tell me a storyline from Darkwing Duck?
He solved the crime.
But like specific, like do you remember when he fought Megavolt or Negaduck?
Yeah,
or
the dude with the thing on his head. I remember
Negaduck. It's not.
It's so good.
It is good. But the idea I won't say Darkwing I haven't. Duck, and the designs, I think, are more intriguing than the actual story of what was happening.
I'll give you that one.
I love Darkwing Duck. Like, I love Darkwing Duck.
But DuckTales is DuckTales. I get it.
Yeah.
This one would be hard for me.
Launchpad is in both Darkwing Duck and DuckTales. So, like, even if we lose Darkwing Duck, we still have Launchpad.
Launchpad. Yeah, okay. You know what? He might be the better character. I like him. Okay, so next one. Animaniacs or Tiny Toon Adventures? Gone Forever. I think this one is a question.
Animaniacs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we still have Bugs Bunny.
You're like, hey, whichever one the character I like is in still. Yeah. Yeah, I think I love Tiny Toon Adventures. I wasn't just crazy about the reboot. I really don't like that they made them siblings now. That was weird. Yeah, they're siblings in the reboot.
I was unaware. What, yeah, Babs and Buster?
Yeah, it's like, there's something. Yeah.
I could, I'm not.
No, because they their whole joke was no relation. No, no, yeah, they're siblings in the, they're yeah, twins. Yeah,
you're right. That's stupid. That's stupid.
They're twins. Yeah, yeah, in the right. original, they you're used right. to, like, they were dating. They would kiss and stuff. And they were like, yeah, no relation, no relations. And it's just like, that's why'd y'all make them siblings? They could have just been, they didn't have to have a romantic relationship if y'all wanted to take that out. They could have just been friends. But yeah, I feel like I do love Tiny Toon Adventures, but Animaniacs was more iconic, and I think I got more of my humor from Animaniacs.
Yeah.
And Animaniacs, they have more hilarious. More jokes. I was actually rewatching. And the reboot, the Animaniacs reboot, surprisingly.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wasn't bad. And Zeno was in there. That's what I thought. Like, he rapped.
Yeah, I'm like I'm scrolling and I'm still scrolling.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I have to just get off.
I'm still scrolling and I'm still scrolling.
And I think still the scrolling. Craziest part was, I think it started, his earliest one was like 2017. So for him to amass this huge resume in that amount of time, hey, no, shout out to
2007.
2007? Was that video games? Yeah. See, I stopped. Yeah. I had to stop scrolling. And
that's crazy. He's in Ben 10.
He's in Ben 10?
Yeah.
Hey,
his horns are fully formed. I was unaware.
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But most of the animation ones I saw started like, that's crazy. That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Powerpuff Girls versus Dexter's Lab. This one's easy for me. And I love them both, but I'm going Powerpuff Girls. I'm not trying to sway your vote, but I'm going Powerpuff Girls.
I was gonna say Powerpuff too.
It's just, I don't know. Dexter's Lab was funny and it was good, but I feel like, just like you were saying with Darkwing Duck, the characters were dope, but the stories, there weren't like memorable storylines.
Yeah, like who's a Dexter's villain?
Besides. Mandart.
But is that more iconic than
no Mojo? Him and Fuzzy Lumpkins and Mojo Jojo and people still talk about the power. People talk about Dexter's Lab, but not like the Powerpuff Girls and the design. And I feel like Powerpuff Girls was dope because, especially back then in the 90s, it's like, this is a boy cartoon, this is a girl cartoon. That was something everybody liked.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was with three female leads. And for little boys to be like, yo, put on, for little boys to say, put on the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
In the 90s, we want to watch these little girls in dresses fight.
You know what's funny? I didn't grow up. I did grow up with Cartoon Network. I grew up knowing the shows, but I never watched it like that because I never had that channel. You're relegated to the channels that y'all could afford.
Relegated.
There was a point that we only had PBS, so I was on Arthur.
Oh, so you got your Arthur, Wishbone,
Magic School Bus.
That's my shit.
Reading Rainbow. Like, I was
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, yep. But I always had Nickelodeon. And I only had Disney Channel sometimes, but I had
that was
Disney
like extra
VHS movies. I had, I could watch them all the time. So that's what I needed best. Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
we always had cable and satellite. stuff, which was funny because we also were broke. And my dad was like,
nah.
It's not gonna be in my damn face.
No, nah, like, you're not compromising with the TV. Y'all can start for like a day or two, but I gotta have TV.
I'm watching my movies, I'm watching the game. Like, I'm not finna know. All right, so last one. Hey Arnold versus Doug.
Hey Arnold.
Yeah, facts.
Easy. Very easy.
I mean, Doug was iconic. Some people were getting me because I do a lot of videos talking shit about Doug. I love Doug. But mm-hmm. Yeah, Hey Arnold. I think Hey Arnold is just better storylines. It has more characters. And then, like, almost all of the main characters, because it's more of an ensemble cast, too. Doug is mm-hmm. about Doug. It's Doug mm-hmm. and his friends. But Hey Arnold, especially in the later seasons, we got to explore everybody's story and, like, Sid had an episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was an episode focused on Chocolate Boy. There was an episode focused on Harold. There was an episode on Help. That Helga on the couch episode.
Yeah.
Seeing somebody in therapy.
I think Doug is. I think the characters are. They look more adult.
Mm-hmm.
So they look like older. They're older kids, so I guess mm-hmm. they look older. But the character of Doug versus the character of Arnold, like, they're both like kind, nice mm-hmm. guys. But hey, Arnold had like grit to him. But yeah. Doug was like,
he was cool. Doug was in the nicest. Hey, Doug was a loser, and Arnold was cool. And I feel like. Hey Arnold showed me, it's like, you can still be nice and be cool. Like, you can still mm-hmm. treat people well and be liked. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doug was in his fucking room alone with his sweater vest. You know what I mean? But also, like, Arnold was broke. I think that was just cool to see too. Like, Arnold wasn't rich. Arnold had a different.
He had a pet pig.
He had a pet pig, but then he like lived with his grandparents. So I feel like. Yeah. Maybe especially for, because I had did a video, it was like, Hey Arnold versus Doug. And I remember somebody mm-hmm. had left a comment and they were like, yeah, people hate Doug because he had both his parents and like, there's kids like us out here. And it's like, whoa, calm down. But I was like, also, if you wouldn't have been talking crazy, we could have had a conversation because y'all don't have parents, because that is valid. Maybe that is why Hey Arnold resonates with more of us, because we were broke. And so it was mm-hmm. like, we played outside more. We do this, like, Doug just isn't as relatable. You're in this two-parent household. You're fine. Doug didn't really have... Doug's struggles were he liked a girl that didn't like him. Hey Arnold was getting robbed. Like, Hey Arnold, like, Arnold was getting... They were getting beat up. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they were having to, like, figure out what to do with no money.
They're trying to save their playground from gentrification.
Yeah, like, this is it's not to say like all black people grew up in poverty, but that's why more black kids
he's an inner city kid, literally.
He's an inner city kid. More black kids like Spider-Man versus like Superman, because that doesn't mm-hmm. feel like a character that's realistic, versus Spider-Man in this house raised by his aunt. He don't have no money. The characters that don't have no money are just more relatable because most people don't have money, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, I think it is better. There's better characters. They talked about more realistic stuff and more relatable stuff. Yeah. And it was funnier. And I don't know, it was funny. I definitely agree with that pick too. So yeah, Marco, this was definitely a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed doing this. We definitely gotta run this back. I did go rewatch a lot of the stuff. I added a lot of stuff to my watch list. Like, I was on my phone, like,
I'm definitely watching As Told by Ginger at least one episode today.
I'm gonna send you the episode that I feel like you should watch today, because I guess I would say the one where she, like, her appendix broke. Okay. That's like last season. That's probably the one. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Or the one, the Hello Stranger, when she wrote that poem to her dad. If you want to, y'all, woo!
Hello, Stranger.
Yo, Hello, Stranger. That, you know, watch that one. Because her mom was, Lois was a real one. Shout out, Lois. So, yeah. Tell the people where they can find you. I don't know when this episode is dropping. I just drop it sporadically. But tell the people what you got coming up. Yeah, it's going to drop. Yep. Y'all going to see it at some point.
You could find me anywhere. Search Masterminds Connect. Masterminds with an S, Connect. Or type in Marco the Artist. You should find me wherever you want.
Love that. Oh, I forgot to ask you this question. I've been meaning to ask you this for like 5 years. How'd you come up with your name?
Oh, okay. So Masterminds Connect. And my logo is a brain. So I feel like the best ideas come when you put, mix up things, put two or more things together.
Love that.
So it's like, you take the left side of your brain and the right side of your brain. That's how our brain is made up. So I always like to take the artistic and the intellectual side and put them together. So I like to think about when, whatever I do, I like to put a lot of thought into it. Combining that with the artistry, because there's some artists that are like, oh wow, pretty picture. But then there's art that is like, oh wow, you could really think about it and really dive into and start conversations. So like even like I like to combine music and art and sneakers and art and you know, storytelling and mixing up a whole bunch of things to put it together. So yeah, when you take the mastermind here and you take a mastermind here and you put their ideas together, that's when masterminds connect. And if you look at my brain logo, you can see one half hemisphere of the brain is looking at the other half. So you can see a face.
Hey, that's fucking dope. I'm going to go look at that. I knew it was a brain, but I didn't look at it like that. That's pretty fucking dope. I am glad I asked that question. So please make sure y'all go follow Marco. Check out all his work. Yes, they're sexy. But as he said, he puts a lot of thought behind this. And you can tell, and it shows in your work. And I like, other than us being cool, I am.
There's a bunch of Easter eggs in there, too, like sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you be having the necklaces wearing, and it's another character. I love it. I really do be, I be watching your shit. That's what, other than us, like, legit, we're cool. But I really am a fan of your work. Not perversion aside, like, I really do enjoy your work. So make sure y'all check him out. Give him a follow. If y'all see something and I haven't liked it yet, feel free to continue to tag me. I really do want to see some of that stuff. So
and if you're not, congrats on everything that you've got going on.
Thanks,
you be hustling, you be traveling, you be doing everything. Like you getting opportunities that you should have been had. And
thanks, man. I appreciate it. And same for you. Like, I really can't. I feel like now I'm tangenting again, but I don't care before I wrap it up. I'm so happy to see, and I'm so happy that I'm just like surrounded by all of these extremely talented people, just like extremely dope, cool people. So like I always get happy. Like I'm so happy like that you're getting invited to all of this stuff and like all of these different people are seeing what you do. And I'm excited to see more of what you're doing. And I just for everybody around us too. Like we work with some dope people. And so it's been cool. It's been cool seeing the progression for everybody. So I want you to continue.
It's in a time where it's easy to give up too. Like
this shit hard.
Like, let me see if Home Depot is hiring. Like,
yo, what's up? This somebody. But yeah, like just keep working, keep persevering. And for y'all listening, like if you do like our stuff, hey, go like, go share, go, you know, subscribe to the podcast. Like other than just spending money, people think support is just, you know, buying merch, which buy the merch. Fact. Marco got some dope merch up, but like the likes, the shares, the subscribes, the tagging us, like, you know, the tagging us and other stuff. When you see people asking for artists or asking for comedians, like genuinely tagging us in that stuff does help. So we appreciate all the support that any of y'all show, and please continue to do that, not just for us, but all the other creatives and artists that you enjoy watching, because this shit is mentally taxing, but we're here and we get to do what we love. So thank y'all for that. So yeah, like, subscribe, wherever y'all watching this, leave me a review, leave me a comment, and let me know what your favorite 90s cartoon is. I do read the comments. I do make content based off of what y'all talk about. So please continue to talk to me. So until next time, stay nostalgic, stay nerdy, and don't let nobody tell y'all that cartoons are just for kids. Do whatever the fuck you want. Peace. That's it. I don't have no ending. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.